The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.
Welcome to Porch Talk on WWER 88.1 FM in Colonial Beach. Hi, I'm Linda Wright, and today I'm speaking with Father David Casey, who is the new pastor at St. Mary's Church since, I believe, August of last year, correct?
August, yep.
Wonderful. So glad you're here, David.
Glad to be here.
Do you mind if I call you David?
Please, go right ahead.
Good. Yeah. So would you tell me a little bit about yourself before your priesthood? Who were you before?
So I've been a priest in the Episcopal Church for about 6 years now. Actually, it'll be seven this coming July, June. This is my fourth, maybe fifth attempt at being an adult. My life took a lot of twists and turns. Yeah, after I grew up in North Carolina, and in a town about half the size of Colonial Beach, way, way out in the country. My first college was the Merchant Marine Academy up in Kings Point, New York. That didn't work out for a variety of reasons. Then I stayed in New York and found myself working at fun places like Bloomingdale's on Long Island. I worked at an investment bank as an executive secretary. The financial crisis, I spent exile in Key West for about 5 years, and then I went to seminary. So when I was in Key West, I was a manager of a ghost tour. So I've kind of hit everything.
The parishioners at St. Mary's are going to have a lot of experience, new experiences for themselves from your past, right?
Yeah.
It's great. How and when did you know you wanted to become a priest?
I've always enjoyed being a church. I grew up as a free will Baptist, which is regular Baptist, except we have foot washing as a sacrament, as an ordinance, mostly based in North Carolina. But I grew up in a small church. I always loved being there, active in youth group and in choir. And then as I got towards adulthood, I realized that I wanted to do something more in service to God. And while I was at the academy, I explored going into the chaplain corps. And it was about that time that I realized I was gay. And this was like in the 90s. And just going into the ministry while not being in the closet was just not going to happen. I wanted to be true to the person that I am, to the man that I was becoming, and also be true to the calling that God gave me. So I deferred that desire for a while eventually, many, many years later, at around 2004, I found the Episcopal Church. Mm-hmm. It was the first Sunday of Advent at the church that where I was confirmed in New York City, and I just immediately felt at home. And so I got confirmed the first chance I got. The following Christmas after my confirmation, I found myself serving on the altar on Christmas Day, doing a lot of fill-in work because it was Christmas Day, hardly anybody was there to help out. And I just felt as if the veil between heaven and earth grew strangely thin during that service, especially when I served my mother and sister communion that day. Right after New Year's, I asked to speak to the priest, and that started the process of me getting to where I am now.
Oh my gosh, that's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. You must have met lots of people along the way that shaped who you became. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone in particular that stands out for you?
There's so many. If I had to name one, and I reserve the right to come back to others.
Okay.
If I had to name one, it was my priest in Key West, Father Don Sullivan. He was a Franciscan friar as well as a priest. We have religious orders at the church.
Right.
He was just something else. The man loved life. He loved Jesus. He loved Key West. He loved his community. And he showed me what a life fully integrated into the love of people, the love of God, and service to God and God's people looked like. So he is, you know, his ministry is something that I'd like to, you know, make my own in some way, if that makes sense, you know, to follow in his footsteps. So
it's always good to have a role model like that. And I love the Franciscans. I love them. Sure. Speaking of which, you mentioned order.
Mm-hmm.
Do you belong to an order?
I do. I am a I'm a Dominican. After my name, I have the letters AOP, which means Anglican Order of Preachers.
Mm-hmm.
So Dominicans love to preach and teach. Like Franciscans, their calling, their charism, their gift is working with the poor,
mm-hmm.
and the needy in our community. But Dominicans love to preach and teach. That really spoke to me, and having grown up Baptist with plenty of meaty sermons that seemed to fit who I was. You know, if I were not the marrying type, I probably would have gone into a monastery and have been very happy. So, but I'm now I get to have the best of both worlds.
Well, it's interesting that you brought up the teaching, because I'll circle around to that. So what drew you to Colonial Beach?
My first call out of seminary, I was working with college students and young adults in the Fredericksburg area. And part of that position was to visit different churches in the area. So my predecessor, Father Nick, invited me to come out one Sunday to preach and to celebrate the Mass and to lead a talk about, you know, what I did in my work with young people. And when I came to visit, I just thought the town was the neatest thing since sliced bread. You know, and the people that I met at St. Mary's were lovely. And so that visit, and interestingly enough, it was right before we all started staying home for COVID, mm-hmm. right? And that left a mark. Years later, after I had found out, you know, that Father Nick was no longer here, and grieved a bit for why Father Nick was no longer here, and my time in New Orleans was coming to an end. New Orleans was where I just came from. Yeah, I decided that, you know, I would like to apply to be the pastor at Colonial Beach. And so here I am.
And here you are.
I know, right?
I love it. So. Speaking about your time here,
mm-hmm.
you have been with St. Mary's, as we said, since August, right? Well, do you have a vision for St. Mary's and our community? Because St. Mary's is very connected to the community.
Right.
So when I think of St. Mary's, it's not just as we parishioners, it's for our community.
Right, no, definitely. And that was one of the things that attracted me here, is because St. Mary's strongly identifies themselves with the whole town of Colonial Beach,
yeah.
and you know, folks that live outside of town, too. The great thing about St. Mary's in particular is that it's a place where people from all walks of life, all different points of view, different views about how the world works and, you know, how the world should work,
mm-hmm.
live and worship together. And it's not so much that people find common ground with one another, but people talk to one another and trust one another with strong bonds of care and affection. So my vision for St. Mary's, especially in the world that we're living in right now, is to model that kind of community where we look out for one another. Just model that for all of Colonial Beach.
How do you see that reflected in some of the activities you'd like to bring to St. Mary's?
Right. St. Mary's is a very busy place.
It is.
You know, I don't know if anything that I could do or anything that I could come up with would enhance St. Mary's mission per se, though I am excited about the men's group that's starting. Women's groups were very important because women stayed, at the cross when Jesus was dying, and they were the mm-hmm. first to greet him when they rose out of the tomb. Men's groups are just as important, because the first men's prayer breakfast took place in the Gospel of John chapter 21, when Peter was having the fish fry with the disciples and Jesus. So in today's world, where men are really lonely,
mm-hmm.
having a place for men to come together to connect and to fellowship, maybe learn a little something from one another, I think that would go a long way to fighting the loneliness epidemic that all of us, but especially men, are currently facing.
Will that men's group be extended out to the community?
I hope so.
Oh, good.
We're getting together for the first time towards the middle to end of March.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we're going to do is to discern together what a vision for this group should be. And it might take us a little time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this funny thing about the Episcopal Church, you know, a lot of places, you know, think that, you know, the leader comes in with this big vision and executes the vision. But in the Episcopal Church, we like to think and discern together in community where God might be calling us. And, you know, it takes a little longer. It's a little messier of a process, but it's a very faithful process, I have found.
Well, I think it's going to be comfortable for everybody.
Yeah.
Because we're all getting to know each other. Right,
right? Exactly. Yeah.
Right. You're listening to Porch Talk on WWER 88.1 on your FM dial. And we're speaking with Father David Casey from St. Mary's Church. Oh, speaking of your personality that you've brought to St. Mary's, one of the aspects of the Mass that we just absolutely love is your children's sermon.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So is there a story behind that? Is that something you did in New Orleans or any of your other parishes?
Well, first of all, I have to say I'm not a children's minister. You know, it's like I'm not like a youth group person. Mm-hmm. I mean, I adore it, but I just don't have the particular gifts and skills that are needed to like have a success, you know, to make a successful youth pastor. That being said, I am a firm believer that everyone who comes to church should feel that they are being paid attention to in some way there. And I remember, you know, how much I loved being in church when I was a kid. And so I wanted to pass on some of that experience to someone else, to the current younger generations. So, you know, I thought a simple little lesson based on the gospel, based on, you know, what Jesus is teaching us that day, would be helpful. And it would also, you know, help them get to know me a little bit better too. So I'm not just this person standing up there waving my arms,
yeah,
in a fancy robe. You know, I want them to see me as a person that they can trust.
Well, the children love it, but the adults love it as much.
That's what I hear.
It's so much fun. It's wonderful.
I would not be surprised if the adults got more out of the kids' sermon sometimes.
Sometimes. At the end of Mass, my husband Cooper and I, mm-hmm, noticed a phrase that you say, "May you be granted a holy foolishness."
Mm-hmm.
We love it. Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, so the full blessing is, may you be given the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the hands to do the work of God, and may you be granted a holy foolishness to do all the things the world says can never be done. And those two phrases, the first one comes from a Dominican blessing.
Okay.
And the second phrase about the holy foolishness is a Franciscan blessing.
Oh.
So because those two religious orders are the oldest in our faith, in the Christian faith, and they're cousins in a lot of ways. So I just married the two together. So it's a mashup.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned
that. Yeah, no, it's fun.
It's great.
I like it, yeah.
All right, Father Casey, lots of responsibilities and pressures as being,
yes,
a parish priest.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have anything that you do to relax or have fun?
I enjoy riding my motorcycle. Yeah, I did ride my bike today, but I am very much looking forward to taking the bike out very soon if the weather holds up. Riding my motorcycle is, you know, very meditative. It's very freeing. It's like all of these things at once. Mm-hmm. I love riding my bike. I have a PlayStation so that I enjoy just to kind of turn my brain off and,
yeah,
you know, escape for a little bit. I don't look like it, but I do enjoy exercise and lifting weights.
Mm-hmm.
I have a membership up at the River Gym,
mm-hmm,
as well as one in Fredericksburg, you know, just to help relieve stress.
Yeah.
Walks with my husband is good. Road trips are fun. So,
yeah, well, that's good.
Normal,
you take
regular
care
stuff.
Of yourself then.
Yeah.
Good.
If I don't take care of myself, I can't take care of the people God gave me to love.
Well, you're not everybody knows that lesson or heeds,
yeah,
that lesson, right?
Very true.
I understand that we have a wonderful clinic called the Guadalupe,
mm-hmm,
Clinic in town, and I know that they have been under a little bit of pressure lately.
Right.
Have you had any connections with them?
So I went to visit them the other day just to introduce myself and talk about that. And the best thing that I got out of it, and, you know, and I'm glad you're asking this because it reminds me to, I'd like to get them a flyer just to show when our food pantry is available, like, so they have an additional resource to go to, mm-hmm. like the food pantry, the thrift shop, if they'd like a prayer shawl, or if they, mm-hmm. or just, you know, someone to talk with them or hang out with them for a little bit. From their point of view, that's the best way for us to help them right mm-hmm. now is to mm-hmm. Let them know of the resources that we have.
Just another way that St. Mary's reaches out to the
Absolutely.
Community, our whole community. Yep. Since you're a new clergyman in mm-hmm. our town, what interaction have you had with other clergy in Colonial Beach?
The ones that I've met have been an absolute joy to be with. I've met Pastor Josh over at the Methodist Church.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, Pastor Dean, who's the interim over at, you know, Colonial Beach Baptist, and Pastor David Cunningham over at First Baptist. And they are just great. I'm working with, you know, Pastor Cunningham on something with the Virginia Council of Churches, and that's turning out to be fruitful. And we're also doing a few joint services together, me and the four of us that are, you know, Josh, Dean, David, and myself, you know, for Lent and Easter.
Oh, good.
You know, I recently gave the invocation at the Martin Luther King celebration the other week. And so we're trying to find ways for us to you know, be collegial with one another, share what resources we have, and fellowship and worship together. You know, different traditions doesn't mean that we have to be in different buildings all the time.
Of course. Of course. That's wonderful to hear.
Yeah, they're great people. I'm so glad I've met them.
Well, speaking of that interaction, I heard that you'll be officiating the sunrise service for Easter.
I'll be preaching.
Oh, preaching. Okay.
I'll be preaching there.
Yeah. Wonderful. At High Tides.
At High Tides.
And you know, that's our biker bar.
Yes.
Okay. So you as a biker obviously have been associated with those wonderful
Apparently.
People. I have a question. Mm-hmm. If you had an opportunity to give your younger self some advice, what might that be?
Huh. Always remember God has got you.
Mm.
God has always got your back. That has become a theme of many of my sermons over the years, and a lot of the things that I try to tell people if they're having tough times. Like, all of us have tough times for various reasons, but yeah, as a person of faith, knowing that God has got me
mm-hmm.
has got me through so much. To remind my younger self of that, I think would be helpful to him.
Do you think you would have listened?
I can't be hard-headed and stubborn. I can be, you know, very headstrong and all that. So, but I like to think I do the right thing, even if I've exhausted all other choices. But eventually I do the right thing.
That's
so
wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you have any regrets?
You know, we all wonder, like, how things would be different if
mm-hmm.
if we had made other decisions. But and I have those too, but as far as regrets, not really, because every decision in my life has led me to this point,
mm-hmm.
and I just can't imagine things being different, like in a way that would be better, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. It does.
You know, every experience that I've had, good or bad, has helped me to prepare for the ministry. It's helped me to be, you know, a better priest than what I otherwise would have been. You know, I certainly would not have been able to live in New York and Key West and D.C. and now Colonial Beach and met yeah. the people that I have if I had done things differently. So, you know, it's it has not been a bad life. And being 50, I'm about halfway through. And so we'll see what, you know, the second half holds.
You came to Colonial Beach. You had expectations. Have we met your expectations? What have you discovered since you've been here?
You know, it's funny because every position that I've taken, there's only been three positions I've had as a priest, but when I saw it opened up, I looked at it and I read the job description, saw the location. I said, that is where I need to be. I had that same sense during the call-in search process. And I continue to have that sense today. I mean, the people are just wonderful. There's the people really are the best thing here. and the food's pretty good, too. I really hope I could be here a while.
How is Colonial Beach different from your other parishes?
It might be easier for me to talk about how St. Mary's is very similar to the people of St. Mary's are very similar to the people in one of my parishes in New Orleans. And that's the parish of Mount Olivet Church, which is on the West Bank in Algiers Point in New Orleans, if anyone's familiar with that, with how New Orleans works. Mount Olivet was a small parish, mostly older folks, like many churches are. And they were, what was really great about them is that they were just so authentic and genuine. You really got the sense that what you see is what you get. And that's the, you know, no one puts on airs, no one tries to be somebody they're not. They're just people. And that's how I try to present myself as well. Yeah, I saw that at St. Mary's, and I see that in the whole town of Colonial Beach, really.
Yeah.
So just the spirit of authenticity and genuineness that is a breath of fresh air, quite frankly.
I tell you what, this has been a delight.
Thank you. This has been a lot of fun.
It's been wonderful.
I'm so glad I got a chance to talk to y'all.
Me too. So thank you, Father David, and thank you all for listening to Porch Talk. We're your community radio station at WWER 88.1 FM in Colonial Beach. Take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. Bye-bye. Good to see you.